This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. The Last Dance, the documentary about the Chicago Bulls in the 1998 season. Episodes 3 and 4 will air tonight on ESPN. And all the coverage here on ESPN 1000 is presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill. So Abdallah and I, throughout this month that The Last Dance is airing, on every show that we host, we are having a segment called Bulls Backstory. And on Bulls Backstory, we take one segment and we look at one moment, a highlight, a storyline from the Michael Jordan era of the Chicago Bulls, and we go a little deeper on those moments. We talked about Jordan switching hands against the Lakers. That episode is found on our podcast page on the ESPN Chicago app under Bleck and Abdallah. We also talked about Steve Kerr hitting that game-winning shot in 1997 in the NBA Finals to clinch the Bulls' sixth title. So we have gone through some of the different elements throughout this, and today's storyline that we are going to take a look at is the Magic and the Bulls of that second three-peat. And the reason being is because, really, during the time, the Orlando Magic, they were the hip, cool, awesome team, right? Young players, Anthony Hardaway, Nick Anderson, Shaquille O'Neal, Horace Grant was on that squad. The way the Orlando Magic kind of captivated a young NBA audience, they were the next it team. And the storyline between the Orlando Magic and the Chicago Bulls when Jordan returned in 1995 and what took place in that series in the Eastern Conference playoffs in 1995 in the semifinals, and then what we see in the Bulls in 96 when they come back to revenge what took place in the 95 playoffs, I think is a storyline that hopefully gets highlighted throughout the documentary. But basically, the Orlando Magic, for a brief period of time with Shaq and Penny, were the coolest thing on the NBA landscape.
Look, there are few jerseys that are cooler than the black with the blue pinstripes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Magic with Hardaway, with Shaq, they were, like you said, beyond cool. Like, they were the one team I rooted for besides the Bulls until they faced them in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So just because of how great Shaq was, like, you just loved watching Shaq play because he made it look so easy and he made it look so much fun. So when you know, they beat the Bulls, it was awful because you're first and foremost a Bulls fan. But then you get revenge, and that series, that Eastern Conference Finals was so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in the semifinals in 1995, so the Magic are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls were the fifth seed. In that series, the Magic won that series 4-2. But really, the story of this series was in game one. The Magic won that game 94-91. But the key out of this series and the storyline that was plucked out of the Bulls losing this series 4-2 was that in game one, Jordan turned the ball over. Nick Anderson with the steal. They go on the pass from Penny Hardaway to Horace Grant, the slam dunk. Jordan gets an opportunity at the end of the game. And again, another turnover. So here it is, game one of the semifinals in 1995. Here's the highlight that, like, this is the one that you take away from that series. Jordan in 45, he was wearing the 45 jersey, but he didn't look like his old self, right? He didn't act like himself at the end of the game. Here's Jordan bringing the ball up court.
And a costly pass thrown by Dennis Scott in a crowd that was picked off by the Bulls. And Jordan spinning his way. second. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was the play. Anderson steals it from Jordan. And listen, that was the game broadcast on NBC, the NBA on NBC, Marv Albert. You hear how loud it was?
Yeah.
In Orlando? Okay, so after the timeout, so the Magic now with the lead, the Bulls get a chance here for the win. Here's coming back from commercial break.
Well, Michael Jordan is definitely going to want to get his hands on the ball. The Bulls can usually get him right on to make the decision. Double team Michael without the ball and give somebody else a chance to take the final shot.
Ronnie Kukoc will throw in. Something we've rarely seen. 1:05, 10 seconds to go, and the foul is given by Armstrong. Boy, that's one we haven't seen. He had the shot.
So Jordan had the shot. He passed it. Instead of taking the shot at the end of game one in the 95 finals, against in the semifinals against the Magic, he passed it to Pippen, but Pippen was cutting to the basket baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. Jordan, not only did he have a mistake once, and the turnover twice in the final seconds of that game. So the Magic go on to win the series, 4-2. Shaq in the series averaged 24 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. Anthony Hardaway had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. And then also Horace Grant with 18 points per game in that series. Remember, and he's waving the towel, and it's like, man, you were one of us, okay? So then we fast forward the offseason of Allure, right? Michael gets back in the gym. He's working out. He's getting ready. A full off season. The Bulls go 72-10.
Yeah.
Best team in the NBA. Patent leather Jordans, right? He's wearing them. Nothing looks cooler than Jordan in that 96 season. So then the Bulls face the Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember, they lost to the Magic the year before. The it team, the cool team, right? And what happens? The first three games, the Bulls wipe the Magic. The first time out, game one, they win 121-83.
What's crazy from that game, Jordan only had 21, but you had Kukoc, you had Kerr, you had Luke Longley, each with double-digit figures. So they came in. Jordan really didn't need to have that great of a game because everybody else picked him up. Hardaway had 38 points in that game.
Yeah.
Shaq had 27 points in that game.
Yeah, and it's really amazing because throughout that series, game two, Shaq had 36-16. The Bulls win 93-88.
They were losing that game 53-38 at half. They had to come back and get back into that game. Jordan had 35 in that game. That was probably the closest game that they would look like they were going to lose just because they were down that much at the half. Like, it's not really that much, but they were down at the half going into the third quarter, and Jordan had to bring them back and with his 35, not in the second half, but in the total game.
And then the marquee for this Bulls team throughout the title run is their defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in game three, the Bulls win 86-66. They held the Magic at home in game three to 67 points. And to Abdallah's point, Jordan only was 17.
Pippen with 27.
Pippen with the marquee game. And also Dennis Rodman gave 9-16, 10 points from Luke Longley. But basically, once again, a storyline that we've seen time and time again with the Chicago Bulls championship run, their defense led the way, 67 points in game three, which sets up this. I like to pull these out every once in a while as we're doing these Bulls backstories. It's the intro. So the NBC broadcast is going to begin for game four of the Eastern Conference Finals in 1996. I'll let Marv Albert set the scene.
In Michael Jordan, we see one of the greatest players of all time. What we can't see is his will within, his drive to accept all challenges, his vision to be the best. And for three straight years, he saw no team do it better than his Bulls. Then the challenge was gone, and Michael left. Last year, Jordan returned with his sights set on another title, but the Orlando Magic stopped them dead in their tracks.
The moment that I had against Orlando, when I was in control of the ball, I lost the ball, we lost the game, it was not the characteristics of my game, and hopefully I could redeem myself for what happened last year.
now Jordan has that chance for redemption. And he and his teammates have responded with a suffocating defense that has ignited the Bulls to three straight victories. Michael has seen his teammates rise to the occasion, playing with the fire and determination that is the Bulls one win away from a trip to the finals. But one giant roadblock still stands in the way.
Before the music hit, it was a picture of Shaq pointing.
You think?
Well,
roadblock?
I'm just painting the picture for people listening. I mean, this music, it's so great.
I looked at the June 3rd from SI in their vault. Gored by the Bulls, Orlando not only got swept by Chicago in the Eastern Conference Finals, but also found itself on the horns of dilemma about its future. So great. I love reading the old articles about all these things because, like, the headlines are just so ridiculous.
Yeah, the
Why is that headline so long?
This is the NBA on NBC. The 1996 NBA Conference Finals.
On an 88-degree day in Orlando, we welcome you to Game 4
humid weather.
Of the
humid.
Eastern
humid.
Conference Final. Although there is still some hope here in the Orlando area, the Chicago Bulls just one game away from another trip to the NBA Championship Series, while the Orlando Magic are seeking to hang on to avoid elimination.
Okay, so there it is. That's the intro to Game 4, May 27th, 1996. The Orlando Magic come out 31-23 in the first quarter, 7-point lead. And basically the rest of the game and into the third quarter, the Bulls come back at 28-18 quarter. Michael Jordan was fantastic.
They held him to 18 in the third.
The Bulls win 106-101. They head to the NBA Finals to take on the Seattle Supersonics. Jordan in game four, 45 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. He goes 16 of 23 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point land. He goes 10 of 14 from the foul line. That's all the Bulls needed. Their defense and Jordan in game four to wipe away the Magic. And then if you go into 1997 and into 1998, the Magic, Penny, and Shaq no longer exist. You thought that they would be the team, the heel the Bulls would face throughout this second three-peat. And basically, you saw them in 95. You swept them in 96 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that was that. No more dealing with Shaq and Penny.
Gored by the Bulls.
Gored! All right, so that's your Bulls backstory for today. The Bulls and the Magic from 1995 and 1996, and all the coverage of The Last Dance here on ESPN 1000 is brought to you by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
We're on Twitch right now at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Later today at 7:30, before the next two episodes of The Last Dance, turn on that Twitch channel and make sure you're watching for one G. Thomas Waddle. Tom Waddle going to be letting you into his abode and giving you some stories about Dennis Rodman, about Phil Jackson, about Steve Kerr, about that team. You know, there's the famous building where Jordan and Waddle were both on it.
I used to drive by it on my way to work every single day.
Yeah, so if you know, it's going to be a lot of good stories with Waddle. All brought to you by Coors Light. So check out the Twitch channel tonight at 7:30. Make sure you turn that back on.
The good promo. I wasn't driving to work in the mid-90s.
I just let that go.
Okay. Draft bios on Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.